With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Story I saw today is Khabib Nurmagomedov was in Australia, and he was really hanging out with fans and taking pictures, signing autographs, doing the whole deal. And reporters started bringing up Conor McGregor and a rematch in 2019. And he said, get in line. He said, why does he deserve a rematch? A rematch for what? And then the reporter brought up all the talking Conor did before their fight at 229 in October. And he shot back. Before the last fight, he talked too. But when we go inside the cage, he don't do nothing. Of course, McGregor tapped out in the fourth round. He was mauled by Khabib. Dana White has said he's working on a rematch, and it should go down in 2019. And, of course, he said that in a caption the other day, you'll live with this shame all your life, hashtag tap machine. I got to tell you, I couldn't agree with this guy more that McGregor does not deserve a rematch with him when, and also not that he does nothing, because I think he's a badass. There's no doubt the guy's tough and can fight anybody. But my point is, and I get it, he can't just turn around and fight someone else right away after that fight, right? So, wasn't there medical and everything? They make him wait and all this other business. But I honestly don't believe, I think he should have to fight somebody else before he even gets a crack at this guy. Because of A, he never fights, and B, when he does fight, he gets his ass beat. I mean, honestly, like, he gets all the biggest fights, the most money, everything else, they do shove money at him. Meanwhile, you know the story, everyone says they don't pay anybody else. They pay one guy all the money, and he never wins. And then he gets to fight this other guy who he made more money than in the last fight. I get it, he's the A side, but he's not the A side anymore, is he? Is he really the A side when all he does is lose?
No, he's not. Well, he's going to be just because of his mouth. He's got the big draw as far as the fan base. But I agree 100% with him. I said it after that fight. He doesn't deserve it. You deserve an immediate rematch when you get a flash knockout like Stipe did. You deserve an immediate rematch when it's a brawl that could have gone either way and the judges give it to the other guy like Conor's fight with Diaz. You do not deserve it when you get your ass kicked for four rounds, get dominated, taken down, just made to be, his B, and then get tapped out when you didn't even need to tap. That's not when you deserve a rematch. That's the only reason Dana's putting that up there is because of the money that he brings in, because that's the bigger fight money-wise. There are a lot of guys in that division who deserve a shot before him, guys like Tony Ferguson. They love Justin Gaethje. He just won over Vic. They could put him up there. Vic is a guy who was on a 9-fight win streak before Gaethje beat him. He doesn't get enough respect. There are plenty of guys in that division that should get a shot before Conor McGregor. I know he ruled the division forever, but he was gone for 2 years, finally gets back in there, and just gets smacked around like he owns him. No way does he deserve to get jumped back in there. They will anyway, though.
Carver, hi.
Yeah, I don't think he should fight him next, that's for sure. They need to build him back up. They need to, he needs to win some fights. He's got this long-term deal with
them. Did he say who he should fight? Did you say that? Because
I was saying who Khabib should fight. I mean, if you're going to throw McGregor in there against someone, throw him in there against, Ikenta, Kevin Lee, Barboza, someone that's going to strike with him where he might be able to win again
right, and
get that pub back up to the top.
He needs after getting flooded by Khabib and getting beat up by Mayweather. See, he hasn't gotten to stand in the middle of a ring, get his arms raised in a long time in any kind of sport.
Right.
So what he needs is a nice cupcake. One of these stiffs that Mafia just named or somebody like that. He needs somebody. I'm not kidding. Listen, he's got, six more fights on this deal? He loses another fight.
Tomato can.
He loses another fight, and suddenly nobody cares about Conor McGregor anymore. They need to put him in there with one of these tomato cans, one of these stiffs, let him whack him around for a round or two, get his arm raised, and then you can build him back up as Conor McGregor.
And you know what I guarantee is the second option for them and is just as dangerous and stupid? Is if they're not going to put him against Khabib.
Put him against Tony Ferguson?
Not Ferguson. I mean, he could probably beat Ferguson. That's a dangerous one. But you got possibility of Holloway moving up. that Dana's tired of him being at that featherweight. He doesn't think that he can make that weight cut. It's too dangerous. If you're dumb enough to put a super fight together of Holloway with him, that's going to be bad news for them, too.
So you think Holloway beat him, too?
I do.
Wow. Holloway's a bad mother.
He's a dangerous dude.
Now, tell me who you like in this Cejudo-Dillashaw fight Saturday night in Brooklyn at the Barclays, because you and I talked about it. That's a great fight. Fair enough?
It is.
But I'm sorry. The rest of that card sucks.
They have some decent fights on the card, but, I mean, you make it completely illegitimate when you put Greg Hardy as the co-main event. It is bad enough that this guy is on this card, that he's in your organization after what he did in the NFL. But 3-0, no really experience as a pro, and you're putting him as the co-main event on your first ESPN card. That is just embarrassment to every other fighter who is below that. But the Cejudo-Dillashaw fight, these guys are very similar in style. They're both great wrestlers. They both move a lot and have some pop for little guys. I think Dillashaw, though, is a little faster, a little quicker on those strikes. I think he's going to be the one who wins it.
So do you think the ESPN deal with the UFC at $1.5 billion over 5 years is going to pan out and be great for them? Because, you know, I got to say that I think the UFC deal with the Fox was really, in essence, I know this is a lot bigger fiscally and allegedly way more events, at least 20 a year on ESPN Plus. And then they're obviously going to have, they're bound to have a couple on the main channel and on the Deuce. They're bound to. So my question is, didn't they do that, frankly, with Fox? Because they put them on Fox and they on Fight Nights free, and they put them on FS1, and they put all those shows on Fox and FS1. And, you know, everything else was status quo with pay-per-views. But it was the same kind of thing. It just wasn't the Gucci price tag with Fox as it is. So the score is the $1.5 billion. But the reality is it's the same thing. And did it work on Fox or not?
I think it worked on Fox for what they wanted. I mean, they got
and
the audience there.
Why did they run?
Because ESPN gave them more money. They were all about money, money, money.
What are
That's
they
going to
do when
about.
That dries up?
Go back to the drawing board, because this is probably the last one that they have. I mean, now that you burned that bridge with Fox and they went with the wrestling, where else are you
going
to go
they're
if it doesn't work
back.
Out with ESPN?
They're not going back there.
Right.
So they'll never have them back.
Right.
Shanks will never bring them back to Fox.
And they used to be on NBC Sports they had the WEC, so they've gone through just about everybody. This is the last stop. It's the biggest one, so they better keep it and make sure it works.
So it says here, fewer and fewer fans see the return on investment in spending 85% of their Saturday night watching fight cards. That because of the emphasis on quantity over quality don't feature the depth of talent or intrigue they once did. And when the UFC was a truly has a great card to put forward, it gets lost in the marketing noise of the cards that come before and after it on the assembly line. They literally have one every week.
They drown you in it.
It's just oversaturated, and I think they feel like they're the NFL, that every week we need to see games for 17 weeks. I mean, for, you know, 6 months, the NFL season, it's every week, right? The UFC is like the NBA, NHL. They believe that they're the NFL now and baseball, that we want to see it every weekend of our life. And I got to tell you, I'd rather pick my nose and not even have the TV on than to watch it every single week. I'll watch one a month at best, and I only watch the pay-per-view card, and literally, I really only watch the main event. I mean, you know, the five fights on the you know, pay-per-view, I watch about one or two of them. Because the other ones I just have on, but I'm doing other things. I don't focus on it for the whole main event.
I agree.
That's just me.
And that was something you used to be able to bank on, that if there was a good, you had a pay-per-view once a month and maybe a card here or there, so it was going to be stacked, it was going to be good, you're going to see guys that were champions, you're going to see, you know, top tens in the division. Now you have a lot of cards that are headlined by people you barely know, if you know at all. It's hard to find at times. Like, I think it's pretty terrible that the first ESPN card, the first one to kick all this off, is on the ESPN Plus thing. Because you think people are flocking to just go buy that right now for the UFC?
No.
So,
but I will say that I'll give them credit. Because, I don't sit on here all night ever in this place bashing them left and right. I really don't. When you think about it, if you remember correctly, I have said many times that I think they have that the channel's great and that they have really good programming and really good 30 for 30s. I think the fact that they went back to just doing hardcore sports centers instead of all this other BS like, you know, these pairing guys with chicks that it never worked and all these, you know, fancy ideas they had. The reality is people watch that channel, I hate to tell you, for live sports and for sports highlights and, you know, coverage of sports. Not all these, I'm going to put the most popular guy on or the most popular chick on and put them together and all this other nonsense. But I have told you on this show millions of times that I think I have ESPN Plus. I got it for the five a month, and I think it's fantastic. Now, it's a little different for me because I use it on like on an iPhone 10X, whatever, right? So it's only that big. I'm watching like the game on my hand. I'm not a big fan of that. I like watching my game with a giant 50. You've seen my TVs.
Yeah.
I have movie theater screen TV type thing. I don't like on my hand watching sports. But I will say this, it's better than nothing. And I like watching it. I like watching hockey on it, college basketball on it, boxing on it. And I will like watching the UFC on it because I use the ESPN Plus. I actually think it's a really good app. And I think it's a good video, digital streaming opportunity. I'll say this. The HQ on CBS is fantastic. That's great and everything. I never watch it. That's just me. I'm being honest. The other one, the ESPN Plus one and their app, I watch it all the time.
Well, I'm not knocking the ESPN Plus app or streaming because that is the future for a lot of these things. And you get more, you have a better chance of seeing these things. Like we've talked about with satellite radio, we can listen to any sport or any team you want. You have a better chance of seeing out-of-market stuff with these streaming apps. It's great. But we talk about it with a lot of things with sports, you know, just like the whole thing with the drugs. First hit's free, and that's how you hook them. Having the first card on the thing where you got to pay, I think was a poor idea. You should have had the first one, champion versus champion, ESPN, Saturday night, maybe even do like they used to do with the pay-per-views, the one right before the Super Bowl, and then now that everybody loves it, oh, an X-ray card, now you have to pay for it.
Well, that's what DAZN did. They gave you the
They gave you a crappy fight no one cared about.
But they gave it to you for free. You got to see Canelo for free, and you don't usually get to see him for free. They made a mistake in that they got, you know, they got this guy lined up with crap fights and you know, ridiculous opponents. Rocky Fielding was a joke. No offense to him, but it really was bad.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.